news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Robert Redfield told a Senate subcommittee on Wednesday that face coverings are, quote, the most powerful public health tool the U.S. has to fight the coronavirus pandemic.
These face masks are the most important, powerful public health tool we have. And I will continue to appeal for all Americans, all individuals in our country, to embrace these face coverings. I've said it, if we did it for 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, we'd bring this pandemic under control. These actually, we have clear scientific evidence, they work, and they are our best defense. I might even go so far as to say that this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take a COVID vaccine, because the immunogenicity may be 70%. And if I don't get an immune response, the vaccine's not going to protect me. This face mask will. So I do want to keep asking the American public to take the responsibility, particularly the 18 to 25-year-olds, where we're seeing the outbreak in America continue to go like this, because we haven't got the acceptance, the personal responsibility that we need for all Americans to embrace this face mask.
And regarding a vaccine timetable, Dr. Redfield told the committee,
I think there will be vaccine that initially be available sometime between November and December, but very limited supply and will have to be prioritized. If you're asking me when is it going to be generally available to the American public so we can begin to take advantage of vaccine to get back to our regular life, I think we're probably looking at late second quarter, third quarter 2021.
Well, later Wednesday afternoon in his daily Trump dump in the briefing room, the president said that Redfield must have been confused.
Here up on the podium today, you're twice contradicting the director of your own CDC on the science who testified before Congress today.
No, he's contradicting himself. I think he misunderstood the question.
Well, he was testifying.
You know what I think? I think he misunderstood. I told you, I don't have to go through this. I think he misunderstood the questions, but I'm telling you, here's the bottom line. Distribution is going to be very rapid. He may not know that. Maybe he's not aware of that. And maybe he's not dealing with the military, et cetera, like I do. Distribution is going to be very rapid.
Redfield later tweeted, I 100% believe in the importance of vaccines. Alrighty then. Hurricane Sally thrashed Alabama and Florida as a Category 2 hurricane, leveling homes, downing power lines, and flooding neighborhoods. At least one person is dead, one is missing, and more than 500,000 customers are without power in the aftermath. 3 to 4 months' worth of rain could fall in the region before the storm clears out. Sally, now a tropical depression, is the fourth hurricane to make landfall in the U.S. this year, the most to hit by the same date in 16 years. And scientists say the climate crisis is making storms like Sally even worse. Warmer waters can make storms intensify more rapidly. Climate factors can also make storms slower and thus more destructive as winds stick around longer and more rain gets dumped in the same place. Well, the House Homeland Security Committee convened Thursday morning at 9 a.m. for its annual worldwide threat hearing. Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf was subpoenaed to appear, but he has apparently defied that subpoena, so an empty chair is sitting where he should be. FBI Director Chris Wray and Director of National Counterterrorism Center Christopher Miller are on hand to testify. The Attorney General, William Barr, is facing mounting criticism for, among other things, comparing calls for a nationwide lockdown to prevent the spread of the coronavirus to slavery. Barr also launched into a tirade against the hundreds of Justice Department prosecutors working beneath him, equating them to preschoolers, and essentially saying the opinions of politically appointed Justice Department leaders are more important than those of career attorneys who have served through multiple presidencies. And it was just last week that the so-called Attorney General urged federal prosecutors to consider filing sedition charges against people accused of violence at protests against racial injustice. This brought to light by a Wall Street Journal report on Wednesday. Some of the people on the call reportedly were alarmed by the unusual suggestion of charging rioters with insurrection, but Barr also reportedly asked the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division whether Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin could be criminally charged for letting people establish a police-free protest zone in the city this summer, although DOJ said Barr didn't order anyone to explore the idea. Durkin is a Democrat who President Trump has criticized. She called the suggestion of criminal charges chilling and an abuse of power. You think? Breaking news, a former model named Amy Doris says that Donald Trump sexually assaulted her in 1997. Doris has pictures, photographic proof that they were together, and she also says she has multiple witnesses who she told right after it happened. At least 26 women have credibly accused Trump of sexual misconduct over decades. Absolutely disgusting. Speaking of disgusting, for the past few days, we've been covering the story about forced hysterectomies being performed on a number of immigrant women being held in the ICDC Corrections Detention Center in Georgia. Well, that's not the only problem emerging from LaSalle Corrections, the for-profit prison company that operates that facility. This time, it's at their jail at the border of Texas and Arkansas, the Bi-State Justice Center Jail, where inmate Holly Barlow Austin died in June. Her family called her, quote, just the latest victim of a greedy corporate culture that sees inmates as dollar signs and puts profits over people's lives. A lawsuit filed by her husband and mother says that the company has been, quote, neglecting and abusing inmates, disregarding their fundamental constitutional rights. And finally, Scientific American magazine on Thursday endorsed Democrat Joe Biden for president, marking the first time the magazine has taken sides in a presidential election in its entire 175-year history. The magazine's editors wrote, quote, the evidence and the science show that Donald Trump has badly damaged the U.S. and its people because he rejects evidence and science. The most devastating example is his dishonest and inept response to the COVID-19 pandemic, which cost more than 190,000 Americans their lives by the middle of September. The magazine's editors also said that Trump had, quote, attacked environmental protections, medical care, and the researchers and public science agencies that helped this country prepare for its greatest challenges. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.